The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 9th of April, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening, coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Chrome users, have you been seeing a little notification kind of popping up there saying managed by your organization? Thinking, what the hell is that? Well, Google's letting you know what it is now, finally. Saying it's just information for users who have added domain accounts to their devices. Their official statement saying that on your work computer, your device or account administrator, like your IT department, can set enterprise policies that change the behavior of Chrome. When policies like this have been set on your browser, you'll see notices saying Chrome is managed by your organization. If you're on a home or personal computer, third-party software may have set a Chrome Enterprise policy, which then can create notices saying Chrome is managed by your organization. Aha! According to Google, though, we've got nothing to worry about. Don't even think about it. Just let it go up and let it go away. Nothing to see here. I know, I'm right with you. I don't trust Google. I've kind of come to terms already with Google that that privacy policy that none of us read, yeah, they own my soul, and that's how it is. Well, Netflix may have removed AirPlay, but by golly, they're going to give you another way to get onto their service via mobile. Yes, apparently Netflix has started testing some new mobile-only plans, and it's actually happening in my neck of the woods, yeah, over here in Asia. It's going to give Netflix users a way to buy into Netflix without actually getting a whole month subscription. Now, the test countries currently right now are India and Malaysia, and the plans cost as little as a dollar, which is valid for a week. Dang, that sounds cheap, doesn't it? Like $4 a month then for Netflix. However, though, you're only going to be able to stream videos in SD, and it's only on mobiles and tablets. The plan also restricts users from using Netflix on multiple screens too, meaning you get one and one only. Now, there's no word yet if Netflix is going to do this in other territories. One thing I'm pretty sure about, though, in these other territories, if they ever do go forward with it, it ain't going to be happening for a dollar. And finally, don't you just love it when security is hacked? Yeah, it ain't very much fun, is it? Well, you're really not going to like this if you're a Samsung Galaxy S10 user. Your fingerprint sensor? Yeah, it's been cracked. And it only took 13 minutes to do it, too. Why 13 minutes? Well, all they had to do was print up a 3D printed fingerprint. And they were in. The guy or gal, I'm not really sure, responsible for this? Dark Shark. Yeah, they posted an image up there on the interweb, took a picture of their fingerprint on the wine glass, processed it up in Photoshop, then made a model using 3D Max. Now, we've heard about Galaxy's S10 fingerprint sensor. Doesn't actually rely on a capacitive fingerprint scanner. Instead, it uses an ultrasonic sensor that was supposed to be more difficult to spoof. Well, I guess that failed, didn't it? Now, no, this ain't the first time this has happened with fingerprints. We all know that it happened with the iPhone. Hell, even Face ID was cracked with a $150 face mask. Pretty much just going to show you, no matter how much security you throw at a hacker, they want in your phone, they're gonna get in your phone. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website, of course, for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. You can check out our blog, you can check out our podcast, so much going on over there. britishtechnetwork.com, go check it out today. Also find us on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. On Twitter, you can follow us there for all some techy goody stuff going on, British Tech. And join us in our BTN community. That's where we would really love to have you. And come in and join with us and talk geeky stuff all day long. It's so much fun. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday. We shall get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next, couple of days, of course. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.